Okay, year six at Michael Faraday School. The end of a very testing week. Testing week, definitely. So I've got a couple of friends who are going to explain what they've been doing and how hard they've been working. Ladies first, your name?
Balaji.
And with Balaji we have?
Aro.
Great, we have Arash and Balaji. Right, Balaji, this is probably one of the most important weeks of your time at Michael Faraday School. So why is that?
Because we had to do lots of exams. And like, if you didn't pass them, you had to do them again in year seven.
Yeah, so it is the year six SATs tests. So Arash, so what day did they start, please?
They started on Monday where we did our English reading test, which was quite difficult, but we had an hour to do it, so that was actually quite a lot longer than we needed. It would have been quite good for 40 minutes.
And Balaji, when did your final SATs test take place?
Today.
So you've just finished. How are you feeling?
Happy.
And Arash, we can talk about the actual exams, but what plans have you got immediately? Do you know what plans have Michael and Leanne have got? How are you going to celebrate?
Well, all they really said was that we've got nothing else to do, no more learning, so therefore we're just going to end up just doing random stuff for the rest of the year, apart from tomorrow where they organise something for us to do.
Yeah, so some fun learning random stuff. I know you've also got your school journey to look forward to and the prestigious Michael Faraday School play. A lot of work goes into that. Back to the SAT. So Balaji, so can you please tell people listening, what were the different subjects that you took the exams in?
We did English on Monday and Tuesday, and we did maths on Wednesday and Thursday.
And which ones do you think, Balaji, which ones did you do best in, the English or the maths papers?
Maths.
Why is that?
I like maths.
Can you remember any of the specific problems or questions that you had to answer?
In arithmetic, we had to answer 15% of 440.
Wow, that's doing my head in already. And what was the method that you used to do that?
I found 10% of it, which is 44, and I found 5%, which is 22. Then I added them together, which is 66.
We think Balaji's done very well in her maths. Arash, so that's the maths. Maybe in the English, can you perhaps describe some of the questions, or was there a comprehension test?
There was a grammar test, a spelling test, and there was also a reading comprehension. And then, I remember one from the spelling, that was, we were supposed to know how to spell ferociously. I think that the test was actually really easy, but we were supposed to know ferociously because there was this, for instance, the sentence it came with was, the swan defended its nest ferociously.
I see, okay.
So we had to know that ferociously to finish the sentence and therefore end the spelling test.
Brilliant. So it's been really quite a full-on week, but I think you should be congratulated, and also all your Year 6 friends as well, because I know there's been plenty of preparation has gone into these SATs, an awful lot of revision and learning throughout the entire year. And as you mentioned, Arash, you've now finished. There is still some learning to do, don't be fooled. You're not going to come here and play for the next few weeks, but the SATs is out of the way, and we can maybe really enjoy working on the Year 6 school play. So well done. Thank you, you two. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.